This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of struggling Americans will get some help from Washington now that President Trump has signed the COVID-19 financial aid package into law. But Democrats and some Republicans say he was wrong to create last-minute drama on this. The AP's Mike Gracia with what's in the deal for you.
The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund the federal government through September, ending the threat of a government shutdown. The bill revives supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefits, but at $300 per week instead of the $600 per week benefit that expired in July. There are direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000 per year. Trump threw the fate of the legislation in doubt by demanding $2,000 relief checks after the bill passed the House and Senate by wide margins.
Authorities have identified the Nashville Christmas Day bomber as 63-year-old Anthony Warner, but they still don't know why he did it. He was killed in the bombing, three others injured. Nashville Police Officer Amanda Topping says she and Officer James Wells were trying to evacuate people before the explosion, and she says they were lucky to survive.
I've never grabbed somebody so hard in my life. I grabbed him, he grabbed me, and we just ducked into a doorway because we didn't know what was coming afterwards. And I'll never forget the window shattering after the blast all around me. It kind of looked like a big prop from a movie scene, all the glass breaking at once.
She talked to WSMV-TV. We're learning that investigators are looking into whether the bomber may have been targeting the AT&T building. It was damaged. The EU has just approved the post-Brexit trade deal with Britain. The coronavirus has now killed more than 1.7 million people around the world. This is AP News. January could be a very tough month in the fight against the coronavirus.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan is with New York University's Grossman School of Medicine.
Sadly, I think we've got a dark period to go through with more deaths, more infections, more hospitalizations.
And with new variants of COVID-19 showing up, it's more important than ever to wear a mask.
I think it's very likely that the new strain will spread all around the world. I think we can slow it down. And it's important to do that so we can study it and understand it. I think many people are panicked that it's got a much higher transmission rate, and that is something to be concerned about.
Kaplan adds he's been told that the vaccines will cover most mutations. I'm Shelley Adler.
Sales of men's suits have fallen 62%. That from a retail industry analyst group. It says men are choosing comfort over style. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.